Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We need to be led enough by the Spirit to, if He says go through there, if we show up and the door is shut, locked, and barred, we just stand there and believe God till it comes open. Amen. Come on, are y'all listening to me? We need to know His leading well enough internally to not be moved by what somebody tells us we can or can't do, what's available or unavailable. And at the same time, we shouldn't be led by opportunities. Here's a great opportunity. Here's a door is open. Even if the door is open and there's nice music inside and people are waving and saying, come on in, that doesn't mean we run in. We stop and go, Lord, should I go through in there or not? Right? And be led internally, not externally. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. Where is the Spirit of God? How does He lead you? Not out here. The Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. Led internally, not externally. Is that okay? If you're led by opportunities, that's not being led by the Spirit. If you're led by invitations, led by what you can do, that's not being led by the Spirit. If you're led by what they say you can't do, that's not being led by the Spirit. Is it? Too many times people see things, hear things, and go, well, that's that. Can't do that. Who said you can't do it? Well, you should do this. You should. Who said you should? It takes discipline. Oh, but it's the safe way of life. And it's the victorious way of life. And it's the way to get miracles. It's the way to slam the door on the enemy. To be always and only Spirit-led. Is this okay, saints?
Yes.
Always and only Spirit-led. Go with me to John, the third chapter, please. John chapter 3. When I first started in ministry, 30-something years ago, being green and not knowing, I thought, well, a minister is a servant. You know, some of the same words are translated. And so I'm a servant to the people. And so basically I thought, you know, if somebody wanted something or needed something, I'm supposed to endeavor to do it. What are y'all laughing about? And so people would call and want to talk and want to counsel and want me to come and want me to visit, want me to do this and do that. And man, in a very short amount of time, as you might imagine, I am busy, busy, busy. And I was speaking a lot at the same time. So one day, this guy came and wanted to talk. And so I said, sure, come on in. Now, let's just stop right here. What am I being led by at this point? He contacted me, said he wants to talk. So I said, okay, let's talk. So who's leading me at this point?
Yes.
That's not being Spirit-led.
No.
That's being led by Him.
Yes, right.
Well, we need to ask the question, who's He following? Who's leading Him? Because now, if I'm following Him, I'm following whoever He's following. Who's leading me? Well, we met, and I didn't know this guy. And he wanted to explain to me his convictions and beliefs and his experiences and dreams and visions for 2 hours. And I want to be nice, and I want to be kind, and I want to try to help. And finally, you know, I got a service to go to. And as I'm leaving and going to the service, I realize I'm drained. I'm not in decent shape to minister to the people that I'm about to go minister to. Where has my mind been for the last 2 hours? Well, if I wasn't supposed to meet with this guy, then my mind has been places for the last 2 hours it wasn't supposed to be. And I'm doing something I'm not graced to do. And if you're not great, one of the most fatiguing things you'll ever do is something you're not supposed to do. You talk about something that will wear you out because you are totally in your own strength. You got no help from him because you got no business doing it. Yeah, but they needed. Yeah, but they wanted. Yeah, but that's not being spirit led. That's being led by their need. Their want. That's being need led. Request led. Yeah, but they called and wanted me to come. So that means you're supposed to jump and run. Because they called. Yeah, but it's my relative. Yeah, but it's my kid. So you're kid led. Not spirit led. Your situation led. Your calamity led. Stress led. Fear led. Can you begin to see a whole lot of Christians are simply not spirit led? They're not. They come in church and take notes and shout about it, and they got the book and tape series, but what they're doing day to day and why they're doing it is not being led by the Spirit. It's being led by all these other things. They're just responding and going and making decisions. As I was walking down the hall to that service I was about to speak at, I realized I have just let the enemy rob hours of my day through this man, whether he knew it or not. That's what just happened. And now I'm drained. I could have been in there getting quiet. I could have been in there waiting on the Lord. I could have been studying more about what I'm supposed to say and do. And I've been robbed of this time. I can't get back. And it dawned on me, you're missing it by just doing anything and everything that people are asking you to do. And you got to stop this. Now, when you change it, not everybody understands. Because they're not spirit-led. And a lot of them don't even understand the concept. If they loved you and cared about being spirit-led, they wouldn't want you to do anything contrary to what the Spirit of the Lord led you to do. If they don't care and just want you to do what they want you to do, no matter what, then that shows their extreme carnality and their lack of care for you. And you must not let them lead you. I said, you must not let them lead you when you know how to be spirit-led. 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 I know when I first got in, let's read this and then I'll share this. In John 3 verse 1, is the story of Nicodemus, who was apparently a good man, came to visit Jesus. Now, Nicodemus was part of the rulers of the Jews, and they, almost to a man, despised Jesus and his ministry, were seeking means to do away with him. But Nicodemus was different. He was obviously a man who's spiritual enough and knew God enough to know, no, there's something good about this, something right about this. So he wants to go personally and talk to Jesus. And of course, the big thing that's been going on in the council is this of God or is it not of God? What Jesus is preaching and teaching, the healings, deliverances, and miracles, that's the big, big, big deal. Is this of God? And they're saying, it can't be of God. He's breaking the Sabbath day. He's doing this. He's doing the other. And of course, Nicodemus is thinking, hold on. How do you get blind eyes healed? and deaf ears open and the dead raised without God being involved. Now, he didn't necessarily communicate all that to them, but he did. It's so strong in him, he wants to talk to Jesus personally. So he goes by night, when not everybody would necessarily see him. And he comes to Jesus, and Jesus speaks to him. And he says, verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night, John 3, 2. And he said, Rabbi, a respectful term, we know that you're a teacher come from God. Boy, probably most of the other guys wouldn't have said that. He said, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Now, what's Nicodemus wanting to talk about? He's wanting to ask Jesus about the works that's happening in his ministry and how that they've got to be of God. I think he's looking for something to take back to the council. He's looking for a way to, because he knows these guys are getting murderous. They want to kill Jesus. And he's become convinced this is of God, and he's looking for a way to prove this and establish this. He wants to talk about the works that Jesus is doing. What did Jesus say to him? Verse 3. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked him this. Jesus answered him with this. Can you see this? Because he is not led by the questions people ask him. Nicodemus didn't even know he should be thinking about the new birth. He didn't know there is such a thing as a new birth. So how's he going to ask the right question?
That's right.
He's not going to ask the right question in 1,000 years.
That's right.
So does Jesus need to take up time talking to him about the ministry and the works that are being done and how we know it's God? He didn't even get into it with him. Did he?
No.
He didn't even answer his question. He didn't even talk to him on the subject area that he wanted to talk about. He just looks at him and smiles and goes, you got to be born again. And just like that, the conversation is shifted. And now it's where it needs to be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.